Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno, extra episode time. The one and only Shani Layton has been telling us more about what she's made of the league so far. Shani, how are you?
Oh, Andy, I'm okay. We've had some just average news in Melbourne that we were hoping that the lockdown was going to get lifted last week. Unfortunately, it hasn't been. We're down to around 50 cases a day or under, but they want us to get down to like 10 or 5 or something before we're allowed out. So it's pretty tough here. I'm not sure what it's like over there, Andy, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to this all being over, that's for sure.
It's rising a bit over here. I mean, I think the R rate is getting above 1 as well, so things are starting to maybe look towards taking an upturn, which isn't really what we're after. Why don't we start by having a look at the league at the minute? Obviously, moving into the latter stages, what have you made of it so far?
Oh, my gosh. Hasn't it just been so topsy-turvy? Like, I think, first of all, it was just amazing to get it up and running, the effort that they went to get all the teams up to a hub in Queensland and everything that they've had to sacrifice to get there. Some players have had to quit their jobs and, you know, obviously be up there for a 13 and maybe 15-week period if they make finals. So a very big sacrifice that they made for the playing group. And, I really thought they did a great job considering the amount of time that they had training together before they went in. They really didn't have a lot of time together as a team to gel, and that's any of them. So I think the Vixens have probably been the most consistent over the whole season. I think the New South Wales Swifts obviously started really strong, and then, I don't know, they're starting to drop away towards the back end. Teams are starting to figure out how to get on top of them, and they've been an interesting one. And then who's another one? Thunderbirds. I got really excited about them earlier on when they started winning some games and really getting into some consistent form. I was like, oh, here they go. They might be back here.
Yeah.
But then unfortunately they slipped a bit again, and that was quite similar with the Giants. They're just a bit topsy-turvy. Unfortunately, the Magpies are just another bit of disappointment this year. Obviously a really young team, a lot of pregnancies, injuries and everything that goes on with that club has been a little bit crazy. So they've obviously really, really struggled in this league. And Fever, where did they come from? They've just been a dark horse. They were at the back at the start of the season. They were nowhere to be found, weren't performing under pressure. And then all of a sudden, Stacey Marinkovic gets the job, the top job. Obviously, Australian team, we'll talk about that. But it's like her team are like, yes, like they're pumped for her and they want to make her proud. They're playing with more belief and they're doing a really, really good job. So I'm really excited coming into this back end of the season.
I think we all heard you on the Netball Scoop podcast. To me, if I was Netball Australia, I'd just be a case of, you know what, she's got the job. Let's just see how she gets on with it.
Yeah, well, that's all we can do now, really. So, and look, I've never had Stacey as a coach. I don't know what she's like. So it'd be really interesting to see, you know, I think you need to be able to build that respect of the players and vice versa. And really, you know, Australia hasn't been as successful as what we've liked over the last couple of years. And she's got a huge job on her hands. It was going to be a huge job for no matter who got it. So coming in fresh, really exciting. It'll be interesting, I think, to see who she surrounds herself with, who will her assistant coaches be. I really believe that you can tell the character of a coach by who they surround themselves with. I think if you surround yourself with people who are just as, if not more, knowledgeable than you, so you can bounce ideas off and really challenge yourself, I think that that's a good sign. However, if coaches surround themselves with people who aren't as always experienced and or won't challenge them, I think that's when you fall into a bit of a hole and a bit of a trap if you're not getting challenged, especially when things aren't going right.
Who's impressed you so far? People like Tipper and Georgie?
Yeah, absolutely. This season, I think a lot of those young girls, definitely Tipper. Just the fact that she's just so happy to sink those long bombs. I should have touched on the Firebirds. You know, I think that they have done a really great job to get some wins on the board this year, especially considering they still have such a young side as well, and they started getting a little bit of sniff of confidence. And, you know, it's a huge loss not having Gretel Tippett there. So for her to have the ability just to get out there and have a real crack and do extremely, extremely well has been great to see. And, yeah, and like you said as well, Georgie, same thing for the Thunderbirds. It's just getting out there in that goal attack position. And I think it's really exciting for us to see these young Australians coming through. You know, when we were in the ANZ Championship, we only had five teams of 12, and it was really hard for anyone to get a break in any of those teams. And so we were so used to seeing the same Australian players, because although we only had the five teams of 12, a lot of those people were also imports. So there was only 50 Australians. So to go from only having 50 Australians to, I'd have to do the numbers to how many there are now, but it's really exciting to see this younger generation coming up and through and seeing them get the opportunity that maybe so many young girls haven't had over the last decade.
We saw that George said that if the super shot stayed, maybe circle defenders should get another point for each intercept, something you agree with. So has it developed better than you maybe expected?
Yeah, well, I loved it from the start and I'm still really loving it. I find, I watch all the game, but I actually find that I tune in more in that last 5 minutes. You know, that there was that game, Vixens were 14 down to Fever. And for Caitlin Thwaites, just, you know, she got MVP of the game because she slotted about 6 two-pointers in that last quarter to get them even. They even got ahead in that last quarter because of the two-point rule. I think it just makes the game so much more interesting. You know, if a team's 12 up in the, going into the last quarter, it's over and people kind of zone out. Now, you know what, we're not really that interested. But to see teams taking risks to be able to catch up, even if they are that far behind, it just adds a really exciting twist to the game. And I think that it's gone down really well.
Nat's retired since the last time we spoke. Obviously, to lose somebody like that, but I suppose you just recognise and know when the time's right.
Yeah, and that time's different for everybody. I think, especially for someone like Nat, she's just given so much to the game. You know, a South Australian who then had to leave and went to Brisbane and played there and then played in WA and has represented Australia for, you know, one of the most highest capped players. I don't know the exact number, but yeah, you don't know what tick, you know, what makes each player tick and whether it's the amount of caps that they have, you know, if they're close to a milestone, do they want to keep playing to tick that over or are they still just playing because they love it? She's had a baby and that obviously greatly changes your life. And I think it's really hard here in Australia. I don't know what it's like there in England. I know that New Zealanders get really great family support and it makes it a bit easier for them to travel and still play netball. But we don't have that support as much here in Australia. Our culture and support around family is very different. But I think, you know, it's just a really great time when a player retires to reflect on everything she's given to the game, which has been a lot. She's been an absolute superstar. She's inspired, no doubt, millions, and she'll forever be known as one of the best.
Yeah, Magpies are at the wrong end of the table. How's Rob going to handle something like this, and what's he like as a motivator, really?
If I'm being honest, I think it would be really tricky at the moment. I don't have any insight into the Magpies netball world. I steer pretty clear of that. But when I was playing underneath Rob, from my own experiences of him coaching, we were always really successful. And obviously you have to coach extremely different when you have a non-successful and successful team. And, you know, that motivation is very different. How do you get a team up? Because at the end of the day, belief is a huge part of winning. Belief and hope and that confidence to back yourself. And if players don't have that, which we've seen in the Firebirds, but they've started fighting back. We've seen that in the Fever, but they seem to have found something, which has been really great. But if you get used to losing, it's a really dangerous place to be, because once you forget how to win, it's really tough to get back onto the winning table. So I hope that, you know, you don't want to be too hard on them, but you need to be harsh enough for them to know the reality, to want to be better, play better, and be able to get their foot over the line when they need to.
And in the meantime, we see Seabass training for next year's Tour de France.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Who knows if maybe she'll go for the yellow Guernsey. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's obviously been a really tough season for her. I think, you know, no one expects an Australian captain to not be one of the main starting players, but that was always going to be the risk, especially when that two shot came in. And unfortunately, the two shot came in after the teams had been picked, and I really don't think that's fair, because the combination between Joe and Kira is a really good moving one to be able to shoot those two pointers and keep that circle moving. And it makes it really tough for her to be able to fit into that environment. So, you know, who knows? It'd be interesting to see. I don't know how long she's signed for, but whether she'll stay or whether she'll go or what the Giants are going to do there. But it's definitely going to be a new experience for Caitlin. You know, like, I spent the first 6 years of my career getting splinters in my butt, but she's been playing from day dot. So I think that would make it even harder for her to be in this position, because it's definitely something she's not used to. But we all got to do it at some point in time. And I think the best teams are the ones that support each other, whether they're on the court or on the bench. And all you want, if all you want is a premiership, then you will challenge those girls so that they're playing their best netball on the court to get your team the win.
Vixens have won the minor. Expect any difference in the title at the minute?
Oh, I'm loving their style of play. I'm loving Caitlin Thwaites in goal attack. I think she's just doing and has done a phenomenal job. I think between her and Tegan Phillip, they both bring something so different to the game with a different combination, with Mike Mwenda obviously behind them, who's just an athletic genius. And I think they're obviously a real contender, but Fever have shown that they're the ones to mess with now. So I think it'll be a Fever-Vixens grand final. I'm probably backing in the Vixens, but I wouldn't be surprised if Fever take the cake.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember that earlier podcast. Find out more about ACI's investment 3-year deal, 6-figure sum with London Pulse. Really good news for the game. Our DMs are open at the Netball Show.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland, and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive. And just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.